With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence, which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you a compilation of Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures titled, Save Our Planet, Eliminate the Production of Meat.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Science reported that billions of years ago, Venus could have had oceans like Earth, but they dried up partly because Venus was so close to the sun. Still, the presence of water could have mean that there was physical life there, and scientists believe today that there was microbial life. Was Venus ever like Earth, sustaining life?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was once a beautiful planet, and now it's no more. There's no life up there at all. Not life as we know of. Yeah. It's a pity, no?
Thank you, Master.
Mars is known today as the Red Planet, and Venus is boiling hot.
Yes.
Did Venus ever have a landscape similar to Earth with thriving life and green hills, blue seas, or did it have a different landscape?
Yes, they have similar. Our neighboring planet, like Venus, Mars, have similar landscape. Some are more strikingly exquisite, more beautiful.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
How technologically advanced were the Venusians before the mass destruction?
Very advanced. Much more than us. Sadly, only technology advancement. Yeah, not much else. And that's why. You see, they have been a little bit too materialistic, huh? They have been very proud of their own achievement and pay very little attention to the divine nature of the inner kingdom. They were too proud. They had too much advantages from technology, and they think they are God. Yes? They thought they could do anything they want. In fact, almost physically.
Thank you, Master.
Welcome.
Master, did the Venus inhabitants have a solution like being vegan before the mass extinction?
No. They know nothing about vegan, about compassion, about the interconnectedness between lives. And that's why they faced such a terrible end. Worse than Mars.
And what kind of disaster occurred on Venus?
Explosive and poisonous gases from livestock as well, and that in turn trigger other gases, from all sides. And then they just explode within a few weeks, like 8 or 9 weeks, everything was completely destroyed and they all annihilated because of the big explosion from under the earth, from like a volcanic type, and gas from the ocean, and of course from the animal. They all together exploded the whole planet. The whole population died because of explosive and poisonous gases.
Thank you, Master.
Oh, you are welcome. It's sad.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
There seems to be many planets that have undergone this planet-threatening crisis that Earth is going through due to the eating habits of its inhabitants. Why is meat eating such a hindrance to the evolution of the planet?
Well, you see, only the low-level consciousness of those planets that have inhabitants with low-level consciousness have been destroyed or ruined. Not the high-level one, eh?
Okay.
Of course, there are countless of them. I'm very sorry to say. Maybe I have it here somewhere. Oh. Around 5 billion planets have been destroyed or in similar fate as Venus or Mars, yes.
Did Maya instigate this same test over all planets? With the meat-eating habit and the destruction of the planet.
Yes, yes, that's a Maya work. Of course, the king of the devils, the chief of the negative force, they want to destroy the children of God. And if people are not listening to the divine intuition and our spiritual guidance, then of course they fall into this trap. Surprisingly, so easy to fall. Yeah.
Understand. Thank you, Master.
You are welcome.
And were you ever on Venus?
No. No. But I have been on other Venus. Yeah? Not that Venus. Yeah. There were 4 Venuses in our galaxy. Yeah? They are so named because they are similar. Yeah? Similar in size, similar landscape, similar beauty. They call them Venus. Yeah? Okay? And 2 of them were destroyed. 1 is destroyed, and we still see now, you know, with the hot gases all over on the planet, and all the life is terminated. There's another Venus also destroyed, completely exploded, completely gone to dust in a sudden moment. And now we still have 2 more Venuses, which are very beautiful, much more advanced in technology than our planet. And luckily, on the Venus, yeah, the population up there, only 1/4 of them are eating meat and also very sparsome. And the rest, yeah, 3/4, they're all vegetarian or vegan. Therefore, they still can have their planet. The other 2 planets, one is still there but boiling hot, and the other completely incinerated by explosive gas.
Understand?
Yeah. Because there are some poisonous gas that has been built up also underneath of the surface of that Venus, the second one. Not the hot one now, but the second one, the exploded one. Poisonous gas has been built up inside the core of that planet. The planet has an empty core inside. And the poisonous gas has also been built up in there, as well as built up in the atmosphere of the planet. And that's why that Venus, I just say the 4th Venus, was completely gone, like dust.
Understand.
Exploded, completely disappear. And the whole planet, not just people.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Very well. Well, I think you answered this question, but were there not enough people like Mars to spread the word that it was important to be veg?
No, it wasn't. They didn't have time at all. Within a few weeks' time, the whole planet was destroyed. Yes, destroyed. Because of the poisonous gases, yes, from livestock. Of course, it's triggered other gases, yeah, from the ocean, from the warm ocean, as you know, it's similar to our planetary problem right now. It happened too fast for them. And they did not really have time. They did not really care about this vegetarian diet. They did not really go into any spiritual dimension. Mars was a little better, you see. But this one, no. In this Venus, the hot Venus, even core of the planet was also full now of hot and poisonous gas. So no life can exist. Maybe those microscopic life was useless for us or for any human to dwell there, if you could even get there. The size of the disintegrated Venus is similar to Mars. But the other two Venus are very cool, very good. They have no war at all. And they have less meat-eater population, you see. So more or less, they are balanced with the karmic law, yes. You see, some time ago I said if we have like 2/3 of the planet population vegetarian, then we could have saved the planet too. But now it's too late. Now we need the whole planet population to be compassionate. Vegan, be the best.
Hi, Master. Earth be the last planet to be on the brink of extinction?
No, it won't be the last, honey. As long as we still have cruelty and immoral conduct, especially killing action between each other or to a lesser, a weaker being like animals. If any planet who have harbor or who practice such a lifestyle, they will also have to face the threat of extinction, like what we are doing right now.
I hope all the planet will awaken soon to be on the right lifestyle.
Yes, you hope. Let's hope our planet survive first. Yeah? And then, after that, everyone will be astonished about what kind of invention we will come to be able to experience. And then we can experience other planetary scenery or visit them, or they can visit us also. And
That's
we
wonderful.
Can have interplanetary connection. That would be very nice.
I have a question about the swine flu that is spreading on planet Earth right now. I would like to know that are those planets who were destroyed in the past, like Venus or Mars, have they been experiencing such pandemics like swine flu?
Oh, yes, and more, yes. And swine flu is nothing yet, baby. We will experience worse than that if we don't change our way of life. If we don't turn around and walk in the opposite direction, then we are heading toward destruction of all kinds. You see, planetary warming, yes, methane gas from all sides, now, not just from livestock, but because the livestock is trigger methane gas from all sides, from the riverbed, from the permafrost, from the bed of the ocean, from the mountains, from the dying forests. Do you understand? And even living forests, alive forests, if the atmosphere is too hot, the forest also cannot absorb CO2. And they could even release CO2 themselves as well. So we are surrounded by trouble. There's only one escape route that I have told you already. I wish there are several. It's only one. Be veg. That's the path to go. then maybe we still can have time.
The head of Germany's Environmental Protection Agency also recommended everybody reduce their meat to pre-war levels in order to reduce emissions.
Not just reduce, just eliminate it. If you can eat it 4 days a week, why not just eat the whole week? Anyway, it's worth the sacrifice, even if you call that a sacrifice. All you do is just exchange that piece of meat for everything else that you treasure, including your children, your planet, yes, your health, the air that you breathe, the water that you drink, the car that you even can continue to drive for a while until we change it, you know? Because if we eliminate animal
livestock
grazing, then all the methane, the major cause of global warming, will be gone. And then we have time to eliminate the leftover of the CO2. And also nature will be healthy and absorb it all again. Not to talk about karma, spiritual, moral standard, nothing. Physically speaking, it is like that. Scientifically, just no meat, no heat. Very simple.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Massentierhaltung zum Beispiel ist ein großes Problem. Der Fleischkonsum in gerade auch den reichen Ländern des Nordens ist für das Klima nicht gut.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
It's been a pleasure to have you with us for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Part 6 of Save Our Planet, Eliminate the Production of Meat will continue tomorrow. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned. God bless, and farewell for now.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.